This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. Hear this, O Israel. A weight is descending, a pressure building. The nations are aligning, their shadows lengthening, and the ancient stones are shifting beneath our feet. We are witnessing the unraveling of an age, the exposure of Edom's dominion, and the awakening of scattered Israel. But this is not chaos. It is a forging, a refining fire, and a return to the foundational pathways of life. For generations, Edom has sought to diminish Israel to sever our connection to Yahuwah. They've wielded empires, built false kingdoms, and now they wage a more insidious war, a war against our very sustenance. Look around you. See the sickness that spreads, the weakness that diminishes our people. This is no accident. This is the calculated hand of Edom, working to corrupt the source of our strength. They offer convenience but deliver disease. They promise abundance but sow scarcity of true nourishment. Remember the words of Obadiah, "For the violence against your brother Jacob, destruction shall come upon you, and hatred shall cover you." That violence isn't confined to the battlefield. It manifests now in the poisoning of our food supply, a subtle form of genocide, a tightening of the shackles Yirmiyahu warned us about. Edom's digital control grid extends even to the fields, the factories, and ultimately to our tables. But Yahuwah in his wisdom has provided a shield, a safeguard against this creeping death. It is the Torah, specifically the laws of Kashrut. These are not mere rituals, not antiquated traditions to be dismissed by a modern world. They are a vital lifeline, a blueprint for restoring the health of Israel, both individually and collectively. They are a rejection of the poisoned world Edom offers, a turning back to the sustenance Yahuwah ordained. Consider Yeshayahu 28, where the prophet speaks of a table of life, a return to the ancient ways of sowing and reaping, of nourishing the soul with the word and the body with clean sustenance. Edom's table is one of death, of dependence, of engineered weakness. Yahuwah's table is one of strength, of vitality, of covenant renewal. This isn't simply about dietary restrictions. It's about reclaiming our sovereignty over our bodies, our minds, and our future. It's about refusing to participate in a system designed to diminish us. It's about recognizing that true restoration begins with the restoration of life itself, with a return to the foundational principles of Torah. And as Edom's grip tightens, as the weight of nations converges, as Yeshayahu foretold, the assembling of the beast, we must remember who we are. We are the scattered remnant of Jacob, awakened in this generation, called to rebuild not just structures of stone, but structures of life. The resurgence of ancient power, the rebuilding of these monuments designed to perpetuate Edom's dominion, are all signs. They are attempts to obscure the true lineage, to rewrite history, and to control the narrative. But the truth cannot be contained. The shofar is sounding, and the awakening is spreading. This is the hour for discernment, the hour for separation, the hour for restoration. Let us return to the table of life, to the pathways of Torah, and to the covenant promises of Yahuwah. Let us nourish our bodies, strengthen our minds, and prepare ourselves for the great and terrible day that is approaching. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.